Arla Perk Bez Mishneches. Sor shel chulin shenafel asoich isa. If one had leaven of chulin that fell into regular dough, everything's mutter. V'yesh boik de lechametz. And there was enough sa'or in this dough that could be mechametz it itself. It can make it rise itself. V'yache kach nafel sor shel truma o sa'or shel kilei hakerem. And then afterwards, the iser sa'or fell in, whether it was truma or kilei hakerem. V'yesh boik de lechametz. And this sa'or also had enough that it could be mechametz the dough, aser. So this is aser. Now here there's no machlokes, everybody agrees this is aser. We're going to see there's machlokes that's going to come up later with Rabbi Shimon. But the reason this is aser, according to everybody, is because the iser sa'or that fell in second, it was before it actually rose. So now, regardless that even though there's enough sa'or chulin to mechametz the dough itself, nevertheless, the sa'or of truma does have an effect, because it also speeds up the chimitz process. So it does have an effect anyway, and therefore the whole thing is aser. And like the Rav says, and the Chiddush is, we don't say, since the Sa'or Shel Heter was able to do it itself, therefore the Sa'or Shel Trumer, Kilei Kerem, shouldn't be relevant. Kamash Malan, it does have an effect, and it does aser it.